The White House Report.
74-year-old African-American businessman and former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain has died of COVID. In recent weeks, Herman Cain entered the hospital after testing positive for COVID after he left President Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as those numbers of COVID were spiking. Herman Cain died of the illness even as he didn't want people to wear masks during that Tulsa event. He tweeted those sentiments. Meanwhile, we haven't heard a word from President Trump on the death of Herman Cain. Meanwhile, we're still looking at the numbers of COVID-19, the coronavirus, still moving to higher numbers and higher rates. I talked to former UN ambassador and former national security advisor Susan Rice on what America can expect in the coming weeks, days, and months with coronavirus.
Well, we've got a real crisis throughout many parts of the country, particularly the South and the West, and increasingly the Midwest and now the Mid-Atlantic, where the numbers are going up. And there are various, likely causes for that. Part of it is premature reopenings, and reopenings that were done in a too aggressive way. Some of it might be also young people behaving, in a partying sort of, hang out in the summer kind of way without taking adequate precautions. The mixed messages that we received from President Trump and other senior leaders about the necessity of wearing masks has also contributed to the problem. And, we are now seeing in many places the curve spiking again and deaths increasing. And that's of grave concern because I think many people had hoped that the summer might be a time when we would have bent the curve coming out of the lockdowns in many places in the spring. And that, we might have a period of relative calm or relaxation, and recognizing that when we get into the fall with flu converging with COVID, that was going to be a very precarious time. And unfortunately, the summer has proved to be a period of increased infections and deaths. It puts us in a very bad place going into the fall. And above all, it means that our students in schools are going to have a grave difficulty going back to school safely, which has real implications for the economy and the level of disease in the community. So because of bad leadership and the failures of this administration and many of the leaders who have followed the White House guidance, the political guidance rather than the health guidance, we're in a worse situation by far than we needed to be.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.